Hello and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on moving to the managed desktop environment, part one. My name is Joel Barker. In this session, we will play the role of a Microsoft consultant brought in to help the consultant company improve their IT infrastructure. Let's start this session by going into more detail on the topics we will be covering. We'll start by looking at how the infrastructure optimization model is applied to the challenges of desktop management. We want the IT staff to move from diverse, unmanaged client computers to a standardized, centrally managed environment. The infrastructure optimization model offers directives to guide Contoso towards a more efficient desktop. We will also look at the specific challenges Contoso faces in moving to a managed desktop environment. The company's desktop environment is currently classified as a basic organization in the IO model. There is no standardized management or desktop security. As a result, the IT support staff must deal with each desktop individually. Problems and maintenance result in a lot of downtime and consume staff resources. Having identified the challenges, we'll then present some solutions that can have immediate and substantial benefits for end users and the IT infrastructure, as well as reduce the burden on IT staff. By the end of this session, you should be able to identify desktop management challenges within your own organization and have a better idea of how to solve them. As with most TechNet sessions, some prior experience of Microsoft technologies or similar technologies is always helpful. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or from other versions of Microsoft products that we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with, either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. Since we are dealing with desktop management, your experience supporting Windows clients will help you to identify the pain points that Contoso is working to improve. As we will be working on Windows Server 2003, you will have an easier time following along if you are familiar with this operating system and user interface. In addition, Windows Active Directory is central to our desktop solution. An understanding of the Active Directory object structure and access control will be helpful as we look into solutions for Contoso. This session is divided into the following agenda items. We'll begin by examining the specific pain points that the Contoso company is facing and looking at how to use the infrastructure optimization model as a roadmap to a more efficient and productive desktop environment. Next, we will identify Microsoft tools for easing the pains of desktop management. Finally, we will drill down into the automation of software and operating system deployments. But first, let's look at the environment in which we will be working today. The demonstrations today will take place in this environment. We have a single domain, contoso.com, with a domain controller, CDC01, and a system management server, CSMS01, as well as a Windows XP workstation that we will use as a remote client computer, CWork001. In order to build a reference image, we will use a workstation that is not a member of the domain, CWork003. First, it will be helpful to review the infrastructure optimization model. Contoso has hired a group of Microsoft consultants to modernize their IT infrastructure. Today, we are going to focus on desktop management. The consultants will use the Microsoft Infrastructure Optimization Model, or IO, as a tool to identify challenges and to best apply solutions. Microsoft developed the IO using industry best practices and Microsoft's own experience with its enterprise customers. It's based upon Gartner's Infrastructure Maturity Model and MIT's Architecture Maturity Model. Microsoft created the IO to be a flexible and easy-to-use benchmark for an IT organization to gauge technical capability and business value. The consultants will first audit the existing infrastructure and identify their current stage. Then they will identify the organization's goals. They will map these goals to an advanced stage in the IO. Finally, they will apply solutions that will solve the problem and qualify the organization to the next IO stage. The I/O is designed to help customers realize dramatic cost savings by moving from an unmanaged environment towards a dynamic environment. Security improves from highly vulnerable in a basic infrastructure to dynamically proactive in a more mature infrastructure. IT infrastructure management changes from highly manual and reactive to highly automated and proactive. Microsoft and its partners can provide the technologies, processes, and procedures to help customers move up through the infrastructure optimization journey. The process moves from fragmented or non-existent to optimized and repeatable. I/O frees up resources and provides a foundation for organizational agility. Customers' ability to use technology to improve business agility and to deliver business value increases as they move from the basic state up the continuum toward a dynamic state, empowering information workers and managers and supporting new business opportunities. By working with Microsoft and using this model as a framework, an enterprise can quickly understand the basic value and business benefits to the organization in moving from a basic level of maturity, where the IT infrastructure is generally considered a cost center, towards a dynamic use, in which the business value of the IT infrastructure is clearly understood and the IT infrastructure is viewed as a strategic business asset and a business enabler. Currently, the Contoso company falls into the basic category. The basic IT infrastructure is characterized by manual, localized processes. There is no standardization between departments, and desktops are managed in an ad hoc manner. The watchword for an IT organization in the basic state is, "We put out fires." A recent study has estimated that 30 to 45% of most organizations' IT budgets are dedicated to the deployment of and management of PCs. When we are looking for cost savings, the desktop is a good place to start. Each department has taken to purchasing their own hardware, which the IT department is then called upon to support. With a vast array of configurations, the IT support team has to provide custom solutions for problems that occur. They encounter problems with incompatible or non-compliant hardware and cannot be sure of what hardware qualifies for the latest software or operating system. Without a centralized control of security settings, users can disable security capabilities and expose their workstation to vulnerabilities by installing unauthorized software. Critical security updates are costly to install and may not be applied consistently. Even if your servers are properly secured, a vulnerable desktop computer can make your entire infrastructure and your information vulnerable to malicious users. There is no way, short of a physical audit, to inventory PCs and the software on them. This makes budgeting and forecasting, as well as confirming license compliance, difficult. All updates or changes to the desktop must be made manually by a technician sitting at the desktop. As a result, upgrades or new software deployments are daunting and draw resources away from other tasks. Upgrades to newer software are viewed as costly and put off until they are unavoidable. At Contoso, even small desktop problems require the help desk to dispatch a technician. A worker is idled while the technician identifies and resolves that unique problem. Workers at Contoso do not always comply with company policy and install unauthorized applications on their PCs. Free applications downloaded from the internet can contain malicious code and slow down their PCs. They will also modify their personal firewall in order to allow for these applications, increasing the vulnerability of the desktop. Contoso does not have a good way of identifying what PCs are attached to the network and how they are configured. Each department has been purchasing PCs as they need them in a variety of configurations. Although the IT department is called upon to support them, the IT department cannot generate an accurate count from which to budget and forecast. Even more difficult is determining what software is installed. They cannot be certain that they have the proper number of licenses. If an update is released for some software, they do not know which computers require the patch. Newer versions of software have become available that would be beneficial to Contoso workers. However, any deployment of an office suite or a new operating system would be high touch. Once again, the technician will have to make an appearance at the desk, idling the worker and manually installing the software. As a result, Contoso has put off upgrades because the personnel resources are needed in other areas, such as troubleshooting desktop problems. Contoso has hired us to resolve these challenges. We will now identify the solutions for these challenges. First, Contoso will establish a standardized hardware and a single source for purchasing. The IT department will standardize on the hardware that works for their customers and that they can effectively support. We will establish a patch management solution for the desktops that will quickly deploy operating system and security patches before problems occur. We can use SMS 2003 Software Update Services Feature Pack to keep desktops up to date. It will also report on update processes so that the IT department can confirm the status of an update. We will also make sure that PCs are running a proper firewall by using the Windows XP SP2 Group Policy Administrative Templates to configure Windows Firewall on all desktops. The consultants have noted that remote installation services has not been set up at Contoso. RIS is an optional component of Windows Server 2003 that can be enabled in an Active Directory network. You can use RIS to create installation images of operating systems or of complete computer configurations, including desktop settings and applications. You can then make these installation images available to users at client computers. By using RIS, a CD-ROM is not required for operating system installation. We can dramatically reduce the personnel requirements of our operating system deployment with an existing feature of Windows Server. This can be quickly implemented and can ease the work of the desktop support team. We will use RIS and create a standardized desktop based on the organization's requirements. This will provide for not just the needs of the current environment, but will also serve the projected future needs of the organization. Windows Vista includes the new version of RIS, known as Windows Deployment Services. There is more information about WDS in the next session of this series. Having looked at the capabilities and requirements of WDS, the consultants have noted that the infrastructure, process, and best practices of RIS map very well to WDS. By enabling RIS now, we are well positioned for WDS in the future. This will result in immediate savings when computers are upgraded or purchased new. We will also deploy the new image to existing desktops wherever possible. With the new image and the ability to identify what PCs are reaching the end of life and can be retired, we will develop a deployment strategy. Based upon our requirements and our available resources, we will design a light or zero-touch deployment that will enable us to push the new image to computers. There's a great variety of solutions for standardizing and deploying images. We will evaluate the costs and benefits of them all and decide on what Contoso needs. The primary challenge is operating system standardization and deployment. We are going to start by looking at a fundamental improvement, the standardization of images, that is, getting to a single desktop operating system image. By putting some energy towards standardizing the desktop operating system, every part of the organization will see immediate benefits. IT support will become much simpler and more efficient, upgrades and new software deployment will be more predictable, and users will have a better experience with a predictable desktop operating system. We will create the image based on the organization's software requirements. The big question is, how do we install it? If we develop a single desktop image, the most immediate way to start using it would be to create a custom ISO or use an application like Ghost. That would be quicker than just performing the standard Windows installation. However, that would still mean a visit to each computer by a technician. We need a server-based mechanism that solves the problems we currently have. These are referred to as light-touch deployment solutions. It would be nice if the solution was reusable, providing a path for future deployments and giving the client the best advantage going into the future. For instance, Contoso needs to be prepared for Windows Vista, and Windows Vista has different image deployment requirements. While planning for the current image, we will be proactive and find a solution that also can be used for Windows Vista. With these criteria, we can evaluate possible solutions, including the built-in Windows Server Remote Installation Service. Remote installation is already a part of Contoso's Windows Server system. It has just not yet been implemented. We will use it to create the desktop image and enable over-the-wire deployments. Contoso already has all the prerequisites for RIS, Active Directory, DNS, and DHCP. The client computers also must support remote booting with the pre-boot execution environment, or PXE-ROM. Or they can also be started with a remote startup floppy disk. In our Active Directory network, we will set up a server for each site that has dedicated remote installation. Through Active Directory, we can specify which server a new client attaches to and prevent large RIS files from traveling over low bandwidth connections. When a new PXE remote boot enabled client computer starts for the first time, it uses the DHCP to request an IP address and the IP address of an active RIS server. As part of the initial request, the client computer sends out its globally unique identifier, which identifies the client computer within Active Directory. After the client computer receives an IP address from the DHCP server, it then requests service from a RIS server. The request to the RIS server is broadcast, which means all of the RIS servers on the network will receive the request. If the RIS server is allowed to answer, it queries its preferred domain controller for the client's computer's GUI ID. If the server fails to find the GUI ID, it queries the global catalog for the forest. If the GUI ID is found in either location, the client computer is considered known. If the GUI ID is not found, it is considered unknown. In this case, that is, the query by the RIS server found no computer account object in Active Directory with this computer's GUI ID, only RIS servers that are configured to answer unknown clients will do so. If the client is known, all the available RIS servers query the domain to determine whether the client computer account has been pre-staged with settings that specify that the client computer is to be answered by a particular server. If so, only the designated server answers the service request. The other servers respond by telling the client which server will answer it. This is called a referral. After the client computer receives a reply to its request, it initiates a trivial file transfer protocol, or TFTP download, of the Bootstrap program. The remote installation services implementation of this program is called startrom.com. After startrom.com has been downloaded, the client computer runs it. The default version of startrom.com then prompts the user to press F12 to initiate a network installation. If the user fails to press F12 within 3 seconds, the network boot is stopped, and the client computer attempts to start up from the next available boot device. When the user presses F12, the client computer uses TFTP to download the client installation wizard. The wizard then requests the user to log on to the network. As you might have noticed, this is not a zero-touch solution. It still requires some interaction by the user. After the user has been authorized in Active Directory, the wizard displays the installation options that are available to him or her. After the user selects an option, the selected operating system installation image is copied to the client computer's local hard disk. The image installation runs and the operating system is installed. RIS installation formats the drive, so it is not ideal for migrating user data or preserving settings. In the next session, we will see the SMS operating system deployment feature pack, which has more capabilities for upgrades and refreshing operating systems. RIS is one of several options we can choose for our desktop deployment solution. There are many ways to solve the operating system deployment challenges. At Contoso, they are currently using a manual process. Each technician sits down at the desktop and uses CDs to install each desktop operating system. There's no standard image, so each installation can have significant variation. It requires a lot of technician time for each desktop. As a result, Contoso is hesitant to roll out new operating systems. It's just too costly. They also have no way of keeping track of what is installed. This complicates license tracking and long-term planning. With the addition of Windows Server 2003 and Active Directory, Contoso could utilize remote installation service. With RIS, they can have a standard image or images for desktops. This will immediately reduce the amount of time it takes to set up a new desktop as well. RIS is easy to deploy and excellent for bare metal operating system installations. However, it does not automatically migrate user settings and files. As a result, it is not ideal for upgrading a computer that is already in use. With SMS, Contoso could deploy the Operating System Deployment Feature Pack, or OSD. OSD uses the Windows Image Format, or WIM, to store operating systems. WIM allows you to store multiple images in one file. It is also the format that Windows Vista will be delivered in. Therefore, our new deployment infrastructure can be used for the expected Windows Vista deployment as well. OSD is highly customizable and can be centrally controlled. The images can be deployed remotely to a target computer, cutting down on the technician time required for deployments. Using the Microsoft User State Migration tool, existing user settings and files can be maintained on an upgraded computer or transferred to a new computer. OSD includes the capability to track and report on deployments, so Contoso can keep a close watch on installations. In a larger network, it is reasonable to invest in a zero-touch provisioning, or ZTP, system. With a business process tool like BizTalk and a web portal such as SharePoint, the IT department can build a system in which users can request and receive operating systems and software without the intervention of the IT department. They can develop a customized interface and apply their business process to the system. A ZTP system requires development expertise and a good investment of time up front, although the return on investment over time can be great. Contoso has decided to utilize SMS in the OS deployment feature pack. SMS provides a multitude of tools, such as inventory and software deployment. They want to be able to upgrade existing systems and would like to eliminate the necessity of technicians visiting each desktop. However, they cannot currently justify the cost of a zero-touch deployment. Now, we can start by building the standardized image that we will deploy. The core of any desktop deployment is the configuration of the operating system that we are going to actually place on the computer. This is referred to as the golden image. Build the image in a lab environment from a clean installation. It is tempting to use an existing workstation to derive the golden image. However, any unexpected registry settings, applications, or services that exist on that computer will be replicated to the entire environment. We will create a new image in an isolated lab environment instead. Microsoft customer research has shown that organizations that have the lowest desktop TCO have standardized their hardware, reduced the number of images that they deploy, and developed repeatable processes to build these images. We will design the image so that most possible users can employ it. Since this will not be the last time we create an operating system image, we will carefully document our golden image so that we can modify it easily in the future when we need to make changes. We are going to use Windows XP Professional with Service Pack 2 as our base operating system. We also want Microsoft Office on every desktop. We will include in the image any drivers for the hardware in the environment. When the consultants came to Contoso, there was not a good inventory of the hardware in the environment. A good way to collect this information is with SMS hardware inventory. We will see how to collect and view that information later in this session. Now we can build and package the Contoso standard desktop. In this demonstration, we will use the SMS OSD tools to package the new standard Contoso desktop golden image in preparation for the deployment. The Operating System Deployment Feature Pack, or OSD, a free download from Microsoft, has been installed on the SMS server. Now we will go through the steps to create the image. The first step is to create a bootable image capture CD. Once you've installed the OSD feature pack, the image package's console item becomes available. Additional drivers can be specified on this page if your organization has computers that require network and storage drivers that are not included with Windows XP Service Pack 2. We will store the CD on the root of the C drive. The CD image is now being created. When it's done, we can create a physical CD from the ISO image. Then we will run the image capture wizard on that CD on the newly created Golden Image workstation in our lab. That image will become the Windows Image Format, or WIM, files that we deploy to the workstations. Typically, application scripting takes the longest time in a deployment project. For this reason, it's a good idea to start scripting as soon as the project is authorized. This will create a collection of packaged applications before the project is well underway. The CD image is done. We can now write it to a physical CD and insert it into our lab's Golden Image workstation. This CD will be bootable and contains the image capture wizard. For the purpose of this demonstration, the CD image has already been copied onto the host system. Now we will create the image on the pre-configured system. Building a company standard image requires you to understand the applications and settings that your organization uses. In other words, planning for and building a company standard image needs to include an understanding of how the applications are used and the features that are important across the business functions. The reference computer must not be a member of a domain. It should be built separate from the production network and be a member of a work group. It must be assigned an IP address through DHCP. We've put sysprep into the proper C/sysprep folder. We have also installed the SMS Advanced client. The SMS 2003 image capture wizard will guide us through capturing the snapshot of the hard drive on the workstation. Use an image file name that represents the operating system that is being imaged. In this case, the workstation is running Windows XP with Service Pack 2 and Office 2003. The image will be stored in the Images folder on the SMS server. The domain, administrator account, and password will be used as the credentials to access the network share. In order for sysprep to run on the workstation, we must provide the local administrator password. In the sysprep parameters area, we can enter any additional command line sysprep parameters. Three parameters listed by default that are used by the image capture wizard: reseal, mini, and quiet. These parameters run sysprep in the default mode and shut down the computer when sysprep is complete. Sysprep also can use the files unattend.txt and sysprep.inf to create a customized and automated installation. On the image properties page, specify the properties you want to have associated with this image. This information is optional and includes any descriptive information you want to include, such as the image version and who created the image. The operating system version information is inserted automatically. The wizard will now capture an image from this workstation. First, sysprep is run to prepare the workstation. Sysprep removes computer-specific settings so you can deploy the disk image to other computers without System Identifier, SID, or Globally Unique Identifier, GUI ID, conflicts. In a networked environment such as Active Directory, each computer must have a unique SID and GUI ID. The sysprepped image can then be safely reused for installation on other computers. It can also automate the setup process of an image. To enhance the configuration management capabilities of the organization, it's essential that all applications be installed and configured in a known, documented, and consistent manner. To do this, all application installations and configurations must be automated using unattended or silent installation options whenever possible. That way, the image can be reliably replicated in the future when changes need to be made. When sysprep finishes, the workstation shuts down. Use command line scripted or MSI installations to add software to your base image so that you can reliably recreate it when it comes time to modify the image. Change is inevitable, and proper documentation will make modifications to the image a simple process. When the workstation is restarted, it boots from the image capture CD. And after the restart, the SMS image capture wizard creates the image of the system and stores it in the predefined location. For this demonstration, it will save it in the images share on the server. The computer imaging system configuration utility from the solution accelerator for BDD, covered in the first demonstration, can automate the creation of the base system through unattended installs of the operating system and line of business applications. The files for the unattended install can have updates slipstreamed into them and can then be redeployed to a staging system. This staging system can be used as the basis to create the image that will be deployed to the rest of the systems. By maintaining the solution accelerator for BDD's lab CD, you can greatly reduce the amount of time and resources required for future image deployments for both new and existing systems. The image capture wizard provided by the OSD is used to capture the images of systems that should be created from the lab CD installation. This image can then be used to create packages in SMS as well as installation CDs and RIS images for deployment to systems in the enterprise. In the interest of time, we will not complete this image capture wizard. For the purpose of this demonstration, an image has already been created from this workstation. Now we can move on to the tools for advancing Contoso's desktop management. The consultants at Contoso have decided to use several Microsoft applications in their solutions. First, we need to review some desktop optimization best practices that will help us to create savings and efficiencies. Best practices are IT processes designed to minimize costs or improve service levels or business agility. By adopting industry-recognized best practices, organizations can achieve substantial savings and efficiencies. These six best practices have been found to significantly reduce TCO of adopting organizations. As we have already covered, standardizing on a single operating system dramatically reduces the support requirements for any desktop environment. Solutions can often be handled on a bulk level. Staff expertise can be concentrated on the single operating system instead of on managing capabilities and legacy issues with a heterogeneous environment. In a study of best practices in IT departments, standardizing on a single operating system generated an average savings of $52 per year per PC. In Contoso's current environment, users are able to install any application that they wish. This results in conflicts, potentially unsafe or non-work-related applications, and the potential for unlicensed software which the organization can find itself responsible for. We need to create an application approval process and then prevent the local user from installing applications that are not advertised by the administrator. By controlling application installation, IT departments in many companies have realized a savings of $50 per year per PC. Although Contoso has an external firewall, mobile users are not protected by it when they travel outside of the office. This deficiency will not only require constant support of the laptops, it also creates a vulnerability for the entire organization. By centrally mandating and controlling the personal firewall of PCs, laptop users are no longer such a liability. In addition, the IT department can enable and disable ports or applications based on new threats and requirements. Centrally managed PC firewalls saved companies an average of $39 per year per PC. Contoso wants to keep users from changing PC settings that could compromise reliability or security. Currently, the users have full administrative access to the registry and control panel on their PCs. Even if the PC firewall is enabled by a technician, it's possible for the user to disable it. Centrally controlling PC configuration can generate a savings of $30 per year per PC. Of course, a great proportion of help desk calls are the result of password problems. A huge savings in help desk labor can be removed by implementing a self-serve password reset process. Microsoft MIIS, covered in the previous sessions in this series, provides this capability. Implementing automated password reset saves companies an average of $29 per year per PC. Great savings will be achieved when Contoso deploys an automated software distribution solution. In the survey, it saved organizations an average of $26 per PC per year. The centrally managed firewall can be easily implemented. In this demonstration, we will use group policy to enforce security and configuration policies on Contoso desktops. Contoso wants to assure that each PC is running Windows Firewall locally, and it wants to be able to legislate exceptions. Currently, users are able to install peer-to-peer applications on their desktop and alter the PC firewall to allow traffic. They can even disable the firewall completely. We'll use group policy to enforce the new firewall policy. Group policy is a powerful tool able to make global changes to all of the computers in your environment. Before deploying a new policy, however, it should be applied in a test environment. For instance, an incorrect firewall setting could prevent a mission-critical line-of-business application from running. Workers could be idled until the problem is identified and rectified. The Windows XP SP2 Windows firewall settings become available when you have deployed Windows XP SP2 into your organization. They're organized into domain profile and standard profile. Each category has the same settings, but they are applied in different situations. Domain profile settings will be used when the computer is connected to a domain controller. The standard profile will be applied when there is no domain controller available. Roaming users with laptops will use the standard profile when they are not connected to the office. Most users will use the domain profile. The standard profile settings are typically more restrictive, as users outside of the domain do not have the added protection of the enterprise firewall. They also do not require applications and services that are only used in a managed environment. However, we will require the firewall to protect all network connections for both domain and standard profiles. These settings will only apply to PCs running Windows XP Professional SP2. For pre-Service Pack 2 PCs, the only firewall setting available is Prohibit Use of Internet Connection Firewall on Your DNS Domain Network. Configuration Group Policy Setting, which is in Computer Configuration, Administrative Templates, Network, Network Connections. When users are not connected to the domain, we have decided to prevent them from allowing file and print sharing. With this policy disabled, users will not be able to create local file shares or share their local printers. Even if they are local administrators, they will not be able to override the policy. This is an example of where having two sets of policies is helpful. Contoso still has some local printers that are not networked and that are using local print shares. We will not configure this rule for the domain profile so that we do not interfere with these operations. The Windows Firewall, known as the Internet Connection Firewall in previous versions of Windows, is a stateful firewall. By default, it refuses all incoming packets that were not sent due to a request by the local computer. We can specify allowed incoming traffic with customizations. Now, we will define the exceptions. The roaming users have to access a remote contact management program. We can be strict about what application can connect to what IP address or range. We can also use the same entry to disable certain applications. We will click OK to confirm the new exception. Now, we will quickly confirm the domain profile policies. First, we will protect all network connections, just as we did for the standard profile. We want to prevent any local administrator from configuring exceptions. Several other settings are worth mentioning. We can control the ability for a computer to receive remote desktop requests. By entering an asterisk, we will allow remote administration from any location. We could also allow a particular subnet or IP address. You can allow the PC to connect to remote administration over the network. You can granularly allow certain services by port or by type of ICMP message, such as ping. We have sufficiently configured the Windows firewall policies for Contoso. Before, the Contoso clients could modify their own firewall at will. There were regular security problems due to the vulnerability of the desktop. If an application did not work, a user could just turn off the firewall entirely. The next time that users log on, their desktops will automatically assume the new firewall settings. We can force group policy to update right now by running GP update. Now the firewall has been re-engaged, overriding the user setting. They cannot modify it themselves. In the future, if a user or group needs particular exceptions or capabilities, the administrator can apply a policy that suits their needs, but that keeps the desktop as secure as possible. Now, we can move on to the tools for advancing Contoso's desktop management. To get a grasp on their environment, Contoso will use SMS as a tool to inventory the currently deployed workstations. They need to know information about what hardware they are currently supporting. They will be able to collect detailed information, including peripherals and BIOS versions for each client. The IT department also wants to know what software is installed on the PCs. Through file-level searching, SMS can be configured to provide whatever level of granularity they require. SMS is capable of extensive reporting. 120 pre-built web-based reports are included that will provide us with a legible way to navigate the data we collect. SMS will also deploy software applications to clients, cutting down on the staff time required to install and maintain software. Security patches must be installed as quickly as possible to be effective. Contoso will use SMS to identify what clients require new patches, and then they will deploy them automatically, without having to touch the workstation physically. Finally, Contoso would like to use SMS to deploy a new standardized operating system image. They will apply the Business Desktop Deployment Solution Accelerator in conjunction with the SMS Operating System Deployment Feature Pack to upgrade computers. User states will be migrated, preserving personal settings. They will be able to massively reduce the amount of personnel time required for such a task. Our first step with SMS is to perform an inventory. Contoso has already deployed Active Directory, enabling a great deal of configuration and access control. Active Directory is also the platform for SMS. SMS is able to use the domain boundaries to create sites, the fundamental management point for it. It can also use Active Directory to perform the initial discovery of network components. Once SMS has discovered network components, it deploys the SMS Advanced client for computers with Windows 2000 or later, or legacy client for earlier operating systems. Computers must be SMS clients before you can distribute software, collect hardware and software inventory, use software metering, or use remote tools. When installing advanced clients, you also have several options for specifying the configuration details for each client. For example, you can specify that the advanced client is installed only on laptops, the site to which the advanced client should be assigned, or that the advanced client is installed only on computers with a specified registry value. The installation uses Windows Installer and can be uninstalled cleanly, if necessary. In the SMS system, you can specify on which objects you would like to collect inventory data. You can specify by Active Directory domain, subnet, or object type, among others. The client then collects configuration information as directed by the SMS site and transmits it back to the SMS server. The inventory information is then stored in the SMS site database. Hardware and software inventory function differently to offer different information. Hardware inventory works by querying Windows Management Instrumentation, or WMI, for all data from certain WMI classes. WMI is a technology that enables standardized management of Windows-based computers. It collects computer management data from a wide variety of sources and makes it accessible by using standard interfaces. WMI includes classes for operating system configuration and entities, such as user accounts, installed software, software configuration, and other objects, such as the logged on user. These classes are supplements to hardware classes. Hardware inventory collects information about many things besides hardware. For example, it can inventory software by collecting details about programs listed in Add or Remove Programs in Control Panel, or programs that have been installed using Windows Installer. Because hardware inventory collects a wide variety of data, you might determine that most of your inventory needs can be served by hardware inventory collection alone. Software inventory works by scanning the disks on each computer to find files and gather information about them. You can also configure software inventory to collect specific files when it finds them. This can be useful in identifying the presence of applications by their file names. If a legacy application does not appear in control panel of the PC, you can use software inventory to locate its components and identify where it is installed. You can also use it for the inventory of any files. Now we can perform the hardware inventory of the Contoso network. In the first demonstration, we will perform an inventory of the Contoso network and view associated reports. This is Contoso's SMS server. We've already installed the service, integrated it into Active Directory, and deployed the SMS Advanced client to the desktop computers. We can now start utilizing SMS features. First, let's start some client agents. SMS client agents determine whether clients can be controlled remotely, receive advertised programs, monitor software use, and report hardware and software inventory. Based on the features that you need, you can deploy only the agents you are going to use. SMS uses Windows Management Instrumentation, or WMI, for hardware inventory. WMI relies on providers. Providers are relatively simple components that the developers of the system make available. WMI uses the providers to interact with the systems. Any system that has a WMI provider can be managed with WMI and can therefore be managed by any computer management application that uses WMI, such as SMS and MOM. WMI providers will also collect information about software on the local computer. We can schedule the frequency of inventory collection based on how up-to-date we need our inventory information to be. In a large organization, we would need to take into account the effect of the data collection traffic we'll have on the network. We will use the default weekly collection schedule for Contoso. You can extend your inventory collection with management information format files, IDMIF and NoIDMIF, two types of industry standard management files. The only difference is that the NoIDMIF files do not contain a unique ID, whereas IDMIFs do. MIF files would help us collect custom information for the SMS databases. However, the MIF collected data is not validated and could corrupt our SMS tables. One drawback with the default inventory collection is that hardware and software inventory runs on the local computer as the local system account. As a result, user share connections are not inventory and files encrypted by a user cannot be scanned. We could work around this issue by writing a script to store the desired data and then run that script in the user's context. The script could be run as an SMS advertised program. Using a hardware inventory extension, you can configure hardware inventory to collect that data. However, we just need to know if a certain application is present on a computer, and the software inventory agent can provide that information. It will provide a list of files on local hard disks. You can look for a file using a typical wildcard query. After the inventory of the entire site is complete, you can use this information as criteria for reports. Contoso's administrators are concerned that users are running particular peer-to-peer software, so we will search for a particular installation file for that application. SMS is also able to actually collect a file from a PC's hard drive and store it on the site server. Like hardware inventory collection, you can specify the location of the file or scan all local disks for the file. We are going to use SMS to collect a bug reporting file from a custom application. Do not use software collection for large files out of concern for excessive network traffic. We are now going to look at inventory reporting. Your roaming clients can create a lot of traffic if they run a hardware inventory schedule while roaming, as the traffic then propagates to the primary parent site of their current site. To avoid problems with a lot of traffic from roaming clients, set the inventory schedule to be less frequent than site-to-site communications. Of course, the actions have been scheduled through the SMS console, but we can force the inventory agent from the client control panel. Forcing the inventory on the local client does not preempt the normal reporting cycle. While the machine policy retrieval and evaluation cycle is running, let's look at the client experience with SMS. We can specify the amount of control clients have over their desktops. They can, through the program download control panel, monitor and delay installations. This might be helpful if a large installation is interrupting their productivity. On the SMS console, you can use the remote control client properties to specify what your users are capable of specifying about remote control, such as the ability to grant permissions and specify the level of control. Consider your company policies when setting the site-wide rules for remote control. This site is configured so that the SMS administrator has control over these settings. With the advanced client installed, the Contoso clients have the ability to run advertised and non-advertised programs from Control Panel. Now, we will return to the SMS inventory agent. The hardware and software inventory features are configured per site. You can then use any of the client's hierarchical sites to perform management tasks that require the client's hardware or software inventory data. For example, running the All Systems with Hardware Inventory Collected query. You can use the central site, which has inventory data of all the clients in the hierarchy, to perform management tasks that require inventory data on any client in the hierarchy. Now, the user can initiate the inventory cycles outside of the scheduled cycles. We will initiate these actions from the desktop for this demonstration. First, we will initiate the file collection cycle. Then, we will initiate the hardware inventory cycle. And then the software inventory cycle. Of course, these actions would all happen automatically at the scheduled time, but we're going to move things along for the sake of this demonstration. Hardware inventory collection has a rich list of information that it collects by default. You can extend its capabilities by modifying the sms_def.mof file. For instance, with the sms_def.mof file extended, Contoso could store asset tag information in the SMS database. With physical asset information in the SMS database, you would be able to have one central database for IT asset information. When working with SMS inventory features, remember the distinctions between hardware inventory and software inventory. The primary distinction between the two inventory mechanisms is how they work. Software inventory works by scanning the disks on each computer to find files and gather information about them. You can also configure software inventory to collect specific files when it finds them. If a client is not connected to a site, it will still run its regularly scheduled inventory cycles. When it next connects to a valid site, the information will then be uploaded. We can view data about a particular computer with Resource Explorer. However, the information becomes more valuable when you use it for criteria for a collection or query it for auditing purposes. For instance, we can locate all workstations that have insufficient memory to run the latest version of a line of business application. Now we can see the results of our file collections. As requested, SMS has located and uploaded the bug report file. Unlike the hardware inventory, SMS does not track the history of software inventory. Of course, viewing the attributes of each computer individually is not going to give the Contoso administrators an understanding of their 2,500 desktops across the enterprise. SMS stores all of the inventory data in a SQL database. It provides 200 pre-built, customizable reports to cull SMS data into usable information. If there is a particular network adapter in some of the Contoso PCs that requires a driver upgrade, we can use this report to identify which computers to target for the driver. Then, by creating a collection and using software distribution, we would be able to update all the necessary PCs without touching them. You can develop more complex reports. This one reflects the minimum requirements for a computer to be upgraded to Windows XP. Since this is a SQL statement, we could modify the criteria for the report to suit the needs of Contoso. We can use an open report to keep a nearly live status of the Contoso environment by refreshing the report from the database automatically. With reports about software deployments, we can use this feature to track the progress of an ongoing software distribution. We are making great progress in moving Contoso from a basic to a standardized state of desktop management. With SMS installed and the inventory performed, we can start automating deployments. In addition to operating systems, Contoso needs to be able to automate the deployment of software packages. The SMS software distribution feature automates the distribution of programs to SMS clients. These programs run on the client computers to perform tasks such as installing software or scanning the client's hard drives for viruses. Using software distribution eliminates the inefficient process of providing thousands of software CDs to users, along with programs and instructions. The automated process of program distribution eliminates user errors, such as entering incorrect values in prompts, running incorrect programs, or entering incorrect arguments. By using software distribution, clients can successfully run programs and install software without needing to know how to run these programs or which setup options are best for them. Clients do not need to manage their own software installations. Instead, you can centrally define and control how and when programs run on client computers. You can choose how little or how much users do manage. Central management of the software distribution in your organization allows you to monitor the distribution process from beginning to end. SMS generates detailed status messages that allow you to monitor individual clients and to provide assistance to those clients that are having difficulties running a program. SMS has the flexibility to deploy software to the clients that need it. An SMS collection is a grouping of objects to which you can apply an advertisement for a software package. If you need to deploy Microsoft Office to the entire organization, or if you need to deploy a custom application to only managers' desktops, you can specify a collection of the correct computers. Security settings or security policies are rules that are configured on a computer or on multiple computers for protecting resources on a computer or network. In this demonstration, we will automate the deployment of Microsoft Office using System Management Server. In this demonstration, you will see many software deployment features of SMS 2003. These features will allow Contoso to dramatically reduce the requirements for software deployment and help them to standardize on the best configuration of Microsoft Office for their needs. First, we will enable software distribution. The default for the standard client settings is to pull for new advertisements hourly. Also, the default advanced client settings pull for new policies hourly, which includes advertisements. By default, there is no notification provided to the user when a new advertisement is detected. We will have SMS display a notification message so that the Contoso users are aware of new program advertisements. When a scheduled program is about to run, we will have SMS provide a countdown. The default is 5 minutes. We could also have it play a sound when the countdown begins and ends, or repeatedly during the countdown. We will have an icon appear in the notification area as well. Now, we will enable software distribution on the client. First, we will open Systems Management again. Now we will update the policies using the Machine Policy Retrieval and Evaluation Cycle action. SMS can automatically perform these tasks as well. Now we will close the Systems Management dialog box. In a few minutes, this computer will have initiated the software distribution agent and be ready to receive software through SMS. Now we will create and deploy a package from an installation executable. For compatibility with the new custom application, Contoso needs to install the ASP.NET 2.0 application to every desktop in the environment. With SMS, they can reach every desktop without physically touching them. They will be able to monitor the installation and confirm that the application has been deployed. You can distribute software to a collection by creating a new package from a definition, such as an MSI file that provides the installer with configuration information. We will run this .NET installation with a command line executable instead. We will identify the package so it is clear what it's for. This will be displayed in the add/remove programs of the target computer. You want to always obtain files from a source directory and specify the share where the files can be found. We will specify this server as the distribution point. Now we will enter the command for the installation. You can, of course, utilize any switches that the installation program allows. For the ASP deployment, we will use the /q switch to perform a quiet deployment. There will not be any prompts or information on the user screen as the installation runs. You can specify the user conditions that the package will run in, including whether you will install for the logged on user or use an administrative user to install for all users. You can specify an action upon completion of the install. For instance, if an application requires it, you can automate a reboot here. The distribute software to a collection wizard will automatically advertise the program. If you wanted to create a package that you are not ready to deploy yet, you could select no on the advertise a program page. We will accept the defaults of the program we are advertising, the advertisement name, and whether we will deploy to subcollections. Note that this advertisement will never expire. This will assure that the software is applied to all desktops. This application will not be assigned. At this point, we will not force it on the desktops at a certain date if it has not already been run. And now we can see the package that we just created. Now we will install the program on the client. Again, we will refresh the SMS policies. We are refreshing the policies to move this demonstration along. However, the policies will automatically be refreshed on the agent schedule that we configured early in this demonstration. This step would not need to be performed in the Contoso environment. Now we can see the new program available icon in the notification area. When you click it, Add or Remove Programs is opened, so SMS is now integrated with this familiar interface. We can see that the ASP package is available. It is identified by the information that we input in the wizard. To install it, click Add. The ASP installation will take about 10 minutes. Since we ran install.exe with the quiet mode switch, the user will not see any evidence of the installation occurring. We can confirm that it has started by opening the task manager. When the program has completed the installation, ASP.NET will appear in the Add Remove Programs dialog box. With the deployment of the ASP.NET 2.0 application, Contoso will be ready to install that new custom application. Now we will create a custom Office distribution for Contoso. Included in the Office resource kit, the Microsoft Office 2003 Custom Installation Wizard will allow us to customize and standardize the Office installation across the Contoso organization. This will simplify support and licensing. In addition, we will be able to use SMS to apply patches and updates, creating a great ROI over time. The wizard needs access to the Office 2003 original installation source. The custom installation wizard can create installations for use as an attended or unattended installation. You can use the wizard to alter an existing MST file as well. We will create a new one. We will name the file office2003.mst. You can specify that the Office installation will use an installation point other than the default. However, it is a good idea to leave it at the default, so we will do that. The MST can automatically remove previous versions of Office. Even if you have already deployed Office 2003 manually, it's a good idea to remove the previous versions. You will not be able to use the update features or control the installation effectively on a PC until Office has been installed from your administration point. On the Set Feature Installation States page, we can control what elements of the Office we want to install. Any setting can be set to run from my computer, run from network, installed on first use, or not available. On this page, we can enter our 25-digit product key. This is necessary if users are locally caching the installation source. When migrating an existing user, the installation wizard will migrate settings. We could customize these settings by creating an OPS file using the Microsoft Office Resource Kit Office Profile Wizard. Further settings allow you to include additional files or control which shortcuts are placed on the PC. We're going to jump ahead to security. Contoso has had problems with macros in Word documents, so we will set security against macros for Microsoft Word to high. Now, we can create the MST file. The MST file has been created. Now, before we create a distribution point, we need to copy it to the location of the administrative install. You must put all MST files into the root of the Office administrative install before you assign the MSI files to any distribution points. We've created a share that will be the administrative installation point for Office. It is the same location as the administrative install of the Office source, installed from the Office source CD. Now we will create and deploy a package from a Windows installer.msi file. We will distribute Office 2003 to the Windows XP collection by creating a new package from a definition. You can browse to and select any Windows installer file. Alternately, you can use a package definition file, which will provide SMS with specific configuration information for the application. Provided with the Office Resource Kit, Office11.sms will customize your installation. You want to always obtain the file from a source directory and specify the share where the files can be found. We will specify our SMS server as the distribution point. It's best to have a distribution point for every SMS site. That will cut down on installations performed over WAN links. The custom package definition files provide these different installation profiles. We will use the typical quiet installation. No user intervention should be required. Contoso has planned a rolling overnight deployment so that one department a night will receive the update. We will accept the defaults for advertisement name, sub-collections, and schedule. Note that this advertisement will never expire. This application will not be assigned now. We can assign it later. In the Details pane, you can see the package that we just created. We can now deploy it to the desktops in the appropriate collection without a requisite visit of a technician. As a result, Contoso will pay a fraction of the cost of previous upgrades. Now, let's take a look back at what we have accomplished at Contoso. We'll assess the challenges the consultants identified at Contoso and how we are dealing with them. The consultants referred to the Microsoft Operating Framework, or MOF, as a guideline for their work. MOF is an IT deployment planning methodology that was developed by Microsoft Consulting Services in conjunction with the Microsoft Business Groups, Microsoft Partners, and other industry sources. It provides the principles, models, and disciplines for managing the people, processes, and technology elements of an IT deployment, such as the deployment of SMS. For this session, we identified four issues that identified Contoso as a basic organization according to the Microsoft Infrastructure Optimization Model, or IO. The organization has multiple sources of desktop hardware that the IT department had to support, could not enforce basic security policies on the desktop, had no good inventory of the number of types of PCs in their organization, and found new operating system and software deployments time-consuming and expensive. IT created an approved hardware list and identified preferred sources of hardware. Of course, they will still need to support the existing non-compliant hardware for a time. However, as that equipment is retired, it will be replaced by easier-to-support hardware from an approved vendor. A recent study determined that an average organization can save $12 per year TCO per hardware configuration that is removed from the installed base. Organizations with the lowest TCO per PC had the smallest number of hardware configurations. Using group policy, we forced workstations to run the proper Windows firewall configuration for our network, preventing downtime from attacks. We also used SMS to enforce software update services. All workstations will be frequently and systematically updated with the latest Windows updates, reducing the attack surface of Contoso as a whole. We used SMS to perform a thorough inventory of the installed base. We now have a good count of the amount of PCs that we are supporting. In addition, we can build reports that will identify their compatibility with new software. It's a good idea to retire PCs when they have aged. By removing PCs that are 3 or more years old from the installed base, organizations have reported a savings in support costs of $100 to $200 per PC per year. In addition, the removal of older computers from the network reduces system configuration diversity, which eases support costs. Finally, the big solution that we implemented was an appropriate operating system and software deployment strategy. Using SMS OSD feature pack, we have made it possible for a computer to receive the standardized desktop image without a technician on site. Compared to the previous manual strategy, our deployment strategy is going to result in a massive return on investment. In addition, by reducing the cost of deployment, we lower the bar for new technology adoption. Contoso will be more able to utilize the newest technologies because the cost of deployment is within reach. We've qualified Contoso Desktop Management for standardized IO status. As we saw earlier, before the Contoso company moved from a basic to standardized infrastructure, IT desktop staff were usually engaged in troubleshooting and maintaining the status quo. Desktop security was haphazard. Software and hardware varied throughout the organization. It was a difficult situation to manage. We have standardized and automated a great deal of the desktop management tasks at Contoso. As a result, Contoso's desktops are more secure. Deployments are moving towards a standard hardware and software desktop. Desktop support is markedly easier and requires less resources. Users experience less downtime from broken, infected, and poorly configured PCs. They are more productive because the standard installation simplifies learning and using applications. Upgrades and new deployments of desktop technology are less invasive to their work. Finally, we've realized cost savings by reducing operational and administrative overhead. The support costs per PC have been dramatically reduced. Resources that had once been committed to maintaining desktop PCs can now be committed to other initiatives. Single-source purchasing has reduced the complexity of acquiring and supporting new PCs. Let's summarize what we have covered today. To advance to standardized status, first, we create and documented standards for our environment. identify the security, hardware, and software requirements, and create ways to enforce compliance with your configuration. Using Active Directory and Group Policy, you can assure that PCs are in compliance with your security standards. SMS is a powerful tool for controlling configuration management of the desktop. You can generate inventory reports with which to plan and deploy software automatically. To get more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, we have some online resources available that can help. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. You can also visit www.microsoft.com/technet/hot-13 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. These books, available from Microsoft Press Publications, can help you with the topics we covered today. Introducing Windows Server 2003 by Jerry Honeycutt can provide you with a thorough introduction to Windows Server and Active Directory. You can learn the basics of group policy as well as insight into Windows Server deployment. Microsoft Systems Management Server 2003 Administrator's Companion by Stephen D. Kaczmarek provides information on how to plan, install, and operate SMS on your network, including application deployment and inventory. There are also a number of good books from other publishers. The Office of Government Commerce publishes the ITIL Library, including Planning to Implement Service Management, which would provide you with the definitions for ITIL certification and will help you design a roadmap towards your desired outcome. Microsoft also has instructor-led courses if you prefer the classroom-style environment. Microsoft Learning develops courseware called Microsoft Official Curriculum, which includes e-learning, Microsoft Press books, workshops, clinics, and Microsoft Skills Assessment. MOC is offered in instructor-led environments. It offers comprehensive training courses for IT professionals who support and implement solutions using Microsoft products and technologies. The course that best supports this session is Managing Microsoft Systems Management Server 2003, which is available now. For more information, please visit www.microsoft.com/learning. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills in implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Press books, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including security and patch management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you set yourself apart from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft Certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available, starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional. You can become a fully certified Microsoft System Administrator, System Engineer, or a Desktop Specialist. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently which you might find interesting. To help explain this in more detail, here's Ian Brackenbury, TechNet Subscriptions Product Manager.
TechNet Plus Subscription introduces its newest offering, TechNet Plus Direct. With TechNet Plus Direct, subscribers get all of the benefits of TechNet Plus for 30% less. Subscribers receive fast, easy access to the tools and information they need to get the most out of Microsoft solutions. A subscription provides IT professionals with immediate online access to all the essential technical resources they need to resolve technical issues faster, get hands-on experience with the latest Microsoft technologies, and build technical skills. Subscribers now get immediate access to all their subscription features in one convenient location, our new online benefits portal. Subscribers get access through subscriber download to Microsoft full version software for evaluation and beta releases without time or feature limits. No more waiting for media shipments. This includes Microsoft Server, client, and application software titles. With full version software, subscribers can make informed decisions about new technologies and deployments at their own pace. For the toughest technical questions, a TechNet Plus subscription also comes with two complimentary professional support incidents. Subscribers can talk to a Microsoft support professional to quickly resolve their mission-critical technical issues fast. TechNet Plus also provides access to over 100 managed news groups. Subscribers can exchange ideas with other professionals and get expert answers to their technical questions within the next business day, guaranteed. In addition, subscribers can also chat with a Microsoft Search Assistant online for help finding the technical resources they need or for assistance with non-technical questions. Subscribers also get access to technical information and tools, including the TechNet Plus library containing the knowledge base, security updates, service packs, resource kits, and more. TechNet Plus offers proven value that far exceeds its cost. The two complimentary professional support incidents alone more than offset the cost of a TechNet Plus subscription. Add to that the evaluation and beta software and other technical resources, and TechNet Plus clearly boosts productivity. Every IT professional on the team needs one. TechNet Plus is available exclusively online without media shipments. For more information, please visit technet.microsoft.com/subscriptions. There are a number of free community resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of the product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public news groups. The news group page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post questions, and through their subscription ID, are guaranteed a response from Microsoft support professionals and IT experts by the next business day. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can cover on this slide, and the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details about attending a live TechNet event. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk to Microsoft specialists face-to-face. And finally, the TechNet columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. And with that, thank you for taking the time to listen to this TechNet session.